Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Gentlemen, how are we doing? It's here.
We're excited.
I'm very excited.
I am now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can almost taste that flat lager in a plastic pint pot.
I'll be excited about 5 to 2 Sunday, me. Is that what time kickoff is? 2 Sunday?
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Good start, John.
You just tell me where I need to be when I need to be here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, welcome everyone for the Euro special.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a few of these, aren't we? And the honest reactions on YouTube post-England game.
That's what we're looking forward to the most, isn't it?
Yeah. I think they're the ones, aren't we? I mean, we did them for the World Cup all the year, didn't we? And we had a bloody good time.
Are you going to wear a exciting shirt every video?
So, do you like it?
Mm-hmm. You look good.
It's got mushrooms on it.
I know, we can see it's got mushrooms on it. I didn't know there were that many different types of mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fun guy.
Oh, excellent. Hellfire.
Bought this shirt just for that.
This could be the last one of these if that carries on. That fucking malarkey.
Jeez. Hey, I've got my Euro 96 t-shirt on as well.
When did you get that?
When I was 15. Still fit in it.
It's all look. Take it off.
You know what? when you say you still fit in it?
Yeah.
I'm not quite...
Squeeze,
I'm not quite sure you do still fit in it.
I think you should be I'm all stuck now, but it's a bit clammy, this shit.
Oh, it is.
But is it like one of them what you're painting when you're 4-year-old, waterproof?
It's silk.
When else would you wear that shirt? Would you wear it for all?
I think I'll look all right in this, considering.
I wasn't even joking, Chris.
No.
Let's get to business, lads.
Yes.
Are we excited?
It's still excited. It'll still be 5-2 Sunday.
55 years of hurt is going to be over this time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Everyone gets carried away, didn't they?
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Teacher turned up there.
Yeah.
You had a calculator, right? You worked it out on a calculator.
That were my favourite as well, 96.
Oh,
all the tournaments
no.
that I've seen.
No.
90.
Not it betting. You? Italian 90.
Yeah, I was too young for that, mate.
I was.
Well, I'm telling you, you missed out.
Yeah.
90 were better than 96. I know it were in England and all that, and Gazza flicked it over Henry's head. And
Three Lions, Gazza, Pierce's passion. And then that German cunt spoiled it all.
Jesus Christ. I hope if we've got any German listeners, we do apologise for that.
No, he scored the equaliser, didn't he?
Who?
Before it went to cunt.
Uh-huh, yeah. Stefan?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, okay, that's all right then. Can I be getting thrown off YouTube?
96, my first.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
12.
12.
Yeah.
See, I was 9 in 90, in Italian 90.
And you still appreciated it?
Oh, aye. I've got the video for the follow-up. No, that Christmas, I got the video.
Do you still watch it?
No, because it's on video.
Have you not got a VHS?
You can get it transferred to DVD.
Fucking hell, are you winding us up?
Bring us VHS, I'll get you done for Christmas.
I'm all right. I don't know where it is, to be fair. I probably exchanged it for Debbie Does Dallas or something like that. You
yeah,
know?
You're right.
But left it in the World Cup 90 box.
Recorded over, didn't you?
Yeah. Luckily, my mum never used to watch it.
Hey, you know, we've got a good spot for the honest reactions for the England games.
We've dropped on again, haven't we?
The fan zone.
We're in Manchester, aren't we?
Yeah, I think there's 10,000 tickets sold out for each of the group stage.
What, I'm worthy,
yeah?
Fuck it.
Of course we are, John.
Are we in the mix?
On stage. He's on decks after match.
Ferric Dawn?
Ferric.
Are you doing a bit of Ferric on?
Billy Ocean. That'll get the crowd going.
Imagine, we're just going to spin the tail around and it ends up being a karaoke.
Bit of dry ice.
10,000 on karaoke.
Yeah,
I'm looking
good,
forward
that.
To that. Yeah, so if anybody's at the, what's it called? The Fans Park in Manchester.
Yeah.
Just near the Trafford Centre, is it?
It is, just, it's the Event City near the Trafford Centre. We'll be there.
Come and say hello.
For the fans.
Get us a drink. Yeah. Please.
More importantly.
Yeah.
But we're partnering with VBET for all the Euros, following the England games.
Very excited about this.
Yes. I like working with it. We spoke with them and they're very much about the fan culture. They sponsor a few teams from non-league up to Champions League with Monaco. They do a lot with all the fan-owned clubs and everything, which is great.
Excellent.
Mm. They've got some offers for everyone.
Oh, well,
they knew that already.
We
man,
would
Chris.
Not work with them unless they've
well,
got
exactly.
offers for our avid listeners.
We've got free bets. When you sign up, pop £15 in, you get £15 free bet.
Yeah.
That could set you up for the tournament, that betting-wise.
Yeah.
Get a win on your first game.
And you can bet on anything with that.
You can. We've got a few other extra little games as well.
The goal rush.
The goal rush, that's it.
If England win by 3 goals, you'll get £3 in play free bets for any game in the tournament.
Yes, you do.
So if you're watching the game and you think Joe Bloggs from Sweden is going to score next goal, you can use your free bet on that bet.
Don't cost you a penny.
Right.
Little touches, innit?
Yeah. So for nice every touches. Goal that England win by in the group stages, you get a £1 free in play bet.
On all three games?
Up to the point that England lose a game.
So yeah. we're wanting England to win even more now.
Yeah, so all you've got to do for that is put Kosh in the code when you're signing up and putting your £15 in and getting your £15 free bet. And as though that wasn't good enough, they've also got completely free to take part, that test your general knowledge and your predictions, get some predictions in, and they've got some unbelievable prices for if you come up trumps. Mm. And obviously, you must be 18 or over to take part. You know, if you're going to gamble, gamble responsibly. You know, that's important. So begambleaware.org.
£15 free bet, Chris. So who's your money on to win?
I think it's France.
You think?
Well, yeah, I know they're the favourites.
I was going to say, yeah.
France favourites, are they?
Yeah.
Well, where's your free?
I think somebody like, I'm an outsider, like Holland. I think France might blow. I'd for some reason.
Upsets before, aren't we?
I think.
Greece.
Yeah.
Go forward. Denmark 92. They weren't even supposed to be taking part in Denmark. No.
Why?
Did Yugoslavia civil war, so they got kicked out.
And Denmark went in?
Denmark is the best team who didn't qualify.
I can always remember that him were a midfielder for Denmark. He ended up winning Arsenal, I think.
John Jensen.
Yeah, big tash.
Good
yeah,
tash.
Yeah, great tash.
I tell you what, you know, when Denmark, you know, this is you all over this. Laudrup were on his holidays, didn't bother going, didn't turn up. Sacked it off. He were on the beach in Magaluf.
Was he called up there?
Yeah, because the team only got 10 days' notice that they were playing in tournament, so they all come back off their holidays.
But Michael sat there with a sangria going, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'll let that Brian Jensen book him on the bar. That fucking idiot. What do they call him?
John Jensen.
I'll let that John Jensen run about and Michelle Beck. I bet he's raging.
Who?
Laudrup.
Yeah. No winner's medal.
Yeah.
All abusive, though.
Oh, well.
I wonder what kind of welcome Benzema got to the French fold.
Oh, yes.
Because he got in the... You might not know this, but he got into bother with...
it's a sex tape, isn't it?
Yeah, on one of the other players.
What do you mean?
Well, he's not been involved in the last two tournaments because of... Was he part of the blackmail?
It was something to do with blackmail. The little Valbuena or something was involved. And he got... For some reason, he got caught up in it. And it's his first... They've recalled him for the first time. So it might be a frosty reception, wouldn't it?
What's his name in the sex video? Somebody got hold of it and they were saying, give us however much, 500 grand, a million, whatever it was, and Benzema was the middleman.
Also, he was fucking broken the deal.
Yeah.
So one of the French players is in a sex tape.
Yeah.
Somebody's got hold of it. He said to Benzema, look, get me some money off this guy.
And we'll
and I will
we'll wear you
in.
We'll throw the VHS away.
Fucking hell, fire. That's scandalous, isn't it?
That's why I think there's going to be disharmony.
Yeah. I bet Benzema will like that as well. I'll chuck another 100 grand on there and all for me. My commission.
That's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do I not know about this?
Don't know, John.
But yeah, he's not been at the last two tournaments. because of that, and he's got a recall.
Is it still the same manager for France?
Did he?
Drogba. Yeah. my money, by the way, because nobody's fucking asked me, so I'll just give you my opinion anyway. My money is on Belgium.
Do you think?
Yeah. Because if they're drawing 0-0, 1-1 with 10 to go, stick Fellaini on up top, hit the diag. Teams won't be able to cope with him.
Yeah,
they will and all.
Marlon Fellaini, nod it down there. Kevin De Bruyne, slaughter, job done.
Is he definitely in the
squad? I think he's retired,
Well,
has he?
Yeah.
Has he really? Yeah. What, from football altogether?
His feet up in China.
I'm still back in Belgium. I've still got the right tall kid and all will come in.
I'll tell you another one, though, for top goal scorer, because Belgium have got an easy group. And that award can be won in the group stages.
Yeah. If you can get a couple of braces and a one.
Lukaku.
Yeah.
Top scorer, Chris.
I don't think he'll be far off.
Form as well, isn't he?
I don't think he'll be far off. And I'm going for the clean sweep with the player of the tournament as well. Because I also think that'll be a Belgian player. Not Fellaini. I think it'll be Kevin De Bruyne.
Coming in injured.
That might even be my treble.
Yeah.
Belgium to win it, Lukaku top goal scorer, and De Bruyne.
A Belgian clean sweep.
Yeah, if that treble comes in, that's it. I mean, I'm ending my resignation in chat. You're on your own.
I had a look, though, the back four for Belgium. I think the overall age is about 132. They're all well
experienced,
aren't
they?
Tongan and that.
Yeah.
But
he'll be the garden centre, them four on day off.
Surely, if you get top goal scorer in a tournament, you've got to be odds on to win, play the tournament.
You'd like to think you'd be up there, wouldn't you?
Hazard brothers are in there.
Yes.
Both of them.
He's better than Eden now, isn't he?
Is he?
Talk, yeah.
I thought they were like Jonathan and Paul Ross. Like one gets a primetime TV show, other one's up calling.
Mate, other Jonathan Ross, other Ross is on... He's on this morning, every morning, talking to Lorraine.
Oh, is he?
So he's taking over Johnny.
He's just living in Hollywood.
He's
replicating the hazards.
Paul Ross, he's living the dream. Just going around finding all gossip out, celebs. that'd be mine. That is my £15 free bet.
What, on Belgium? The treble? Would you go with the treble?
Fucking will I. Will I, Chris? Yeah.
Belgium the number one team ranked in the world, Belgium.
I know, they're good. Yeah. That's where we are, Fellaini. Just think if Fellaini were in squad as well.
I think what'll let them down when it comes to the crunch is the manager. I don't think Martinez is a top elite manager. Nah, not for that.
Do you think that's where they've missed out?
Yeah. You can't say they've got the players.
Mm. So what do they need then, managing them?
Didier Drogba.
Who would their manager be then now if you think they're going to win it? Jose?
Maybe Jose.
Yeah, what? And just De Bruyne would be playing right back.
He'd get the best out of them.
Hazards, come on, sit in. We're playing for a draw.
What about Bale on about retiring after?
How old is he now?
32, is he?
Because he won't make another one anyway, will he?
Retiring from football.
Football, full job.
Yeah,
he's got a couple of years at Real Madrid, ain't he?
There's big rumours that he's going to take a settlement and just walk away on the golf course.
That's what he wants to do, isn't it?
The other. Germany, can't rule Germany out. I know, never right off the Germans.
They got beat over a week by goat herders, didn't they?
South Macedonia.
You're right.
Never right off the Germans.
Italy, what are they like?
I don't know, but did you see them announcing the squad?
Oh, I was fucking embarrassed for them.
Oh, loved it.
I loved it.
Coming in.
Yeah, some Giorgio personalities up, that's why.
That's sitting with the grey jacket, black t-shirt combo.
It was a lovely combo.
Yeah. And they all have matching shoes as well, I noticed.
Well, if they're going to go all the full shebang, they might as well have matching shoes, aren't they?
I don't think they'll be up there, though.
No?
No.
I've just seen them on the list, and they're usually all right at tournaments, aren't they, Italy?
Anybody who missed it should have a look at the unveiling. There's a rapper, and some of the players were doing backing vocals. Fist bumps with Mancini when he came in.
Backing vocals, that is the loosest possible term you could say backing vocals. It was just shouting down a microphone, weren't it?
Did you see the France one?
No.
You had like Pogba and Dembele and everybody dancing out, you know.
Oh, were they doing all the jiving?
And Kante came out and he just looked so awkward. Oh, just like, just kept his head down really shy and just walked out.
That's not his crack,
then you've got Pogba
is it?
Doing flipping God knows what.
Yeah, that's not his crack, is it?
He looks like a retired lady, Mancini.
Mm.
Like a Joyce.
He's still got it though, hasn't he?
Is he the Italy manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm only asking. Fucking hell.
I imagine he likes a shortbread in a tartan tin and he's got a beaded seat cover.
Mm. What about the outsiders? Anybody interested in them? Wales, Scotland?
I think Scotland will get out the group.
Do you?
Yeah, I think we'll win it. And Scotland will finish second.
Croatia and
who else is in our group?
Czech Republic.
Both of them will go?
Yeah. I think Croatia's golden generation is done. I think they're going to struggle.
I wonder
and
if
Steve Clark's got them organised, hasn't he?
Well, we've heard a lot of good stuff about Steve Clark in the past, haven't we?
I wonder if his YouTube video, Honest Reactions, will get as much abuse as what the last one did. we were getting death threats from Croatia, weren't we?
People are still after me, man.
If you come to Croatia, you're dead and all this.
Because you can translate it, can't you?
Yeah.
But we had loads of, like, I don't know, it's in Croatian. So I put it into Google Translate and it wasn't a good read.
We'll chop your big nose off and
A lot of nose, a lot of nose jibes.
What's that?
Yeah. You big nose bastard. Don't ever come to Croatia.
Or you're dead.
I think we could take on that Italian kind of unveiling. Do you think the English could do it well?
what do you want?
The English, like,
going to the rapping.
Give it a bit more razzmatazz.
What, you mean the England squad?
Yeah. Do you know, like, how he's got this, did he take 33 that he's got? Like, we could do like an X Factor kind of villa. We kind of break it down. Dermot O'Leary, that announcing. Who doesn't want to see Jesse Lingard crying on a couch with Southgate? Holding his hand. I'm sorry, Jesse.
Like Louis Walsh, though. I'm sorry, I'm not taking you to the final. I'm sorry, it's just not your year.
I'm sorry, Jesse, we're sending you home.
Fuck off, Gareth. So, let's just get this right. I'm going Belgium.
Holland.
France.
I think France... No, I'm going England.
I was going to say, somebody's got to go England.
I'm going England.
Right.
We're going to do it. It's coming home.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope my treble dips.
I think we'll get the semis.
I think they'll flatter to deceive me.
Do you think?
Yeah.
There's absolutely no excuses, is there? Let's be honest.
We've got the best players we've had. Not necessarily the best individual players as such, but we've got the best players that play in the normal positions. Whereas, you know, back in the day, we've got Scholes left wing and Gerrard right wing and all that malarkey. We've got players who are really good for their positions.
You know that Ben White who came in last minute? I don't think Maguire's fit for the first game.
No,
I think if he played the first game, I think he could stay in. He's obviously made a massive impression in his first thing, hasn't he?
He's played,
he must have been fourth or fifth on the list.
Mm. Well, I think he can play holding midfield as well, can he? So
yeah,
it's a double option.
We've got a couple of them, haven't we?
I just think he's going to come in with no fear. He's like a fucking Rolls Royce, man.
Free rolling. You think it's free rolling?
Yeah.
He look a bit like him, you know.
He's
like
a good,
good
looking man, isn't he?
He is, yeah, but you look like a fucking weathered Ben White.
Yeah, a budget.
Yeah.
Budget Ben.
So, who's in sticks for you?
I've got to be Pickford, hasn't it? Pickford's my last out at three.
No way.
I'm fucking telling you.
Have you seen him? He's trimmed down.
Oh, well, he's playing golf.
I'm not saying he's
modelling fucking Calvin Klein underpants.
I'm saying that when I saw him the other day, he looks like he's lost.
I tell you what, you've lost a bit of weight, Jordan.
Yeah,
look, nets.
You see, I don't think I like a keeper with a bit of bulk. Like all the best.
Paddy Kenny.
Yeah, Paddy Kenny, Schmeichel, Neuer. They've all got a bit of bulk, haven't they?
Schmeichel.
Schmeichel.
Yeah, Pickford's my last keeper. I'm playing Henderson.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. I think he's proved himself, hasn't he?
Because Pickford, he'll come for something stupid and he'll miss it. He'll do something erratic. He'll wipe somebody out. He's like a 12-year-old.
It's a sentimental one for me, though, because he's son and lad, isn't he?
All right.
Get your nan down there, see if you can get a game.
Who's playing right back? You're Stevie. Fucking hell. Yeah, so for me, we'll go through his team then, eh? For me, Henderson.
Pickford.
Oh, because he's looking well. Yeah. Right. What formation are you playing?
Well, I think Gareth's going to play 3.
I asked
4
you.
3.
I don't know.
Right, what formation are you playing?
4-4.
Fucking
2. Fucking 2.
4-4-3.
We've had a better time playing 4-4-3 than the other position, than the other formation, I think.
Right back's the problem, isn't it?
Trippier, Kyle Walker, Reece James.
Kyle Walker's got to play for me. Kyle Walker, experienced. He does get his head in some bad positions, but he's quick enough to get himself out of them.
Yeah. Trippier's coming in underrated as well, though, hasn't he?
I've not really seen. Obviously, he must have had a decent season.
And he's in the league.
He won La Liga and he played majority of the game, apart from his 10-week ban.
Yeah.
But I think.
I wonder what he spent that on, his winnings.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if. Because he's just. People just assume that Trippier will come but won't play. But Southgate might just go, oh, fuck yeah. You're in.
What do you think? Aaron's going to be. You think it's going to be a stubborn 11? Fuck it. People don't think. Fuck him. I'm going to play just to piss everyone off. Well, I'm going Kyle Walker right back.
I'll go Walker.
I'm going Trippier.
Right, you're just going to pick at somebody completely opposite to us, aren't you? Everyone. Right, so we're talking for the first game here then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White and Stones.
Yeah, if Maguire's not fit, which it doesn't look like he's going to be, then White.
I'll tell you one player who I do not want to see on that football pitch throughout this Euros.
There could be anybody. He might not even be in the squad.
Tyrone Mings.
Why?
Do you know what?
He's an absolute liability. You see the other day when he fucking clotheslined somebody?
Yeah, that was bad.
Eh?
That was bad.
Bad? if that's on a Saturday night, mate, outside a kebab shop, he's doing fucking 6 months.
What was he thinking?
He don't think an out.
The ball was like...
Yeah. He had done that because that's how he is. Tyrone Mings, in fact, I hope he gets trimmed from squad. Are we still trimming?
No.
Oh, is that the squad out now?
He's going to be in it. He's got a lovely smile, though, hasn't he? Oh. Tyrone.
Oh, get him in there.
To be fair, he's got a great body as well, so he's got to play.
Yeah, he's got a good chassis on me.
He has got a lovely smile.
Yeah.
So I think, because White didn't make the main squad, you'd think that third in line would be Mings. But I don't think it's going to be. I just think in that camp, in the game, he's made that much of an impression. He's gone from bottom of the pile to flipping straight in.
Do you think Conor Cody's just there for
the
shits and griggles?
He bings the thingies. What's them sweets that he has?
Haribo's.
No, the...
Wine gums.
No, man.
Percy Pigs.
Refresher ones.
Pear drops.
Lona's squashes.
Squashes.
Oh. He's just bringing...
Keep away from Pitford then. If we want Pitford put anyway, it's on do it for a second.
Well, no, I think he could do with popping a few pounds on. So get him rooming with Cody.
So obviously the Barnsley Rolls Royce is playing, isn't he? Stonesy. Yeah. The Barnsley Rolls Royce is definitely in.
I think the pressure will be on him though.
Been unbelievable. Pressure.
One bollock, I think he could be done.
He's only got one, has he?
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So are we agreed then?
No, we've disagreed, haven't we?
Stones is definitely playing.
Stones and it's got to be Ben White because by powers of elimination, Mings is nowhere near it. Absolutely, and if we've got any Aston Villa fans, I'm not bothered. Mings is absolutely nowhere near it. So I'm going White and Stones.
Yeah, I'm in with that.
Left hand side.
Left back.
Sure. Gotta be.
He carries his weight well. He could do again in Pickford down Carvery with him.
I think I'm going Chilwell, me.
Going forward, I prefer Shaw.
I think Gareth will play Chilwell because you played him number one choice up to now. I think we've kind of come to a common agreement there, apart from maybe Shaw and Chilwell.
What's your thoughts on Mings? If Mings plays, right, he's going to be Dele Alli this time.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He's going to be Dele Alli. I don't think he'll get a game, me.
But he's called him up.
Likes a smile, though, doesn't he, Southgate?
So, midfield. Henderson, I think it's pointless taking him.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He's from Sunderland, isn't he?
Oh, fucking hell. Get him in. Get him in. Play him up top, game out of way.
The thing is, if Henderson's fit, he's going to play him.
But he's not going to be fit, is he? He's been out that long that he can't be fit. We've made mistake to Rooney, didn't we, when he broke his tour? Rushing him back, and he was miles off it. As much as we wanted him to play.
But I think they've got enough options for him just to... Because I think he sees him as the leader of the pack.
I don't think he'll start the first game, but I think he's going to play a pivotal part.
He'll play it by ear. I think Gareth just said to him, listen, you're the leader of these troops. I want you there, whether you're playing or not.
Now, to be fair, he can't go on holiday, can he? So he might as well be there. You know what I mean, it's free food, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's free food for fucking 4 weeks or whatever. You know what I
mean? So if he's not playing, who have you got in that central?
Rice.
Yeah. I'm Rice as well.
And he's grown on me because I weren't a massive fan of him, but he's grown on me. Rice is my sitter, and I'll be honest with you, I've never seen this kid play, right? But what I'm hearing, incredible. Bellingham.
Yeah.
Is he good?
17.
Yeah, I think he's got a player.
20-odd Bundesliga games. That's all he's top, got.
Like, at the highest level, Champions League.
Done well in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my four, I've got my one in front, Rice. I've got Bellingham in the middle. I've got Mount and Foden, Grealish, Sancho. I've never seen Sancho play.
That was a panic, wasn't it? That was wherever your finger landed.
It's meant to be good. Right, so I'm going Foden, Grealish, Sancho, Kane.
Right.
And I think that's going to win the game Sunday. Be honest with me, lads.
I'm going Rashford, Grealish, Rice, Foden, Sancho, Kane in the middle.
You got Sterling instead of Bellingham?
Rashford instead of Bellingham.
Rashford. It's been shit, hasn't it?
Grealish has got a player. Got a player. In my honest opinion.
I don't think he will.
Why? How can he not?
I don't think Gareth will give him the chance. I think he's the fans' choice. But
oh,
I think,
so you think it's the one
I think he'll go with Bellingham because he's a bit more defensive minded. I don't know if Grealish slows it up a bit.
No, he's got a play, man.
He's the only one who can like properly unlock a defence. Mm.
Yeah. You think he'll play Foden?
11. Yeah. He can't not play Foden, he's best player in the country.
Yeah, but he loves Sterling, doesn't he? Always plays him.
Foden is the best
always
player.
Always plays Rashford. Because he said he'd always play people on merit,
yeah.
But he has his favourites that he plays all the time.
He's got some headaches coming.
He's the best player at country, Foden.
So you play Sancho? Well, you've never seen the fucker play.
I know, but he's...
I think he looks exciting.
He's fast,
though.
Isn't he? He looks dangerous.
But you'd probably bring him on.
Why?
I've got my waistcoat on. Whether you bring him on as a...
An impact sub. Yeah. But why don't we just go 2-0 up it first half and then we don't have to fuck about the impact?
But that's what he generally does, isn't it?
He'll ruin it for us, that Southgate here. Tell him that.
You know what I was saying about Martinez? I feel the same about Southgate, unfortunately. I think when it comes
he's got the players, but...
comes to the crunch, I think we're going to...
So we speak about it when we get him on the podcast when he's got potted.
Yeah, hope he doesn't watch it.
Do you think he's going to go with a waistcoat looking out? Do you think he'll go for something new?
Yeah, I'll stick to what he knows, really.
He has been wearing... I did see him in like a zip-up there. He showed his tie.
Oh, yeah.
But it might be too hot.
Mm.
Mason Mount nowhere near for you, too.
Yeah.
He's my impact.
He's not an impact player, though, is he?
I'm going to take Sancho out. Not seen enough on him. Mount, Grealish, Foden, Kane. I'm telling you, that team stays fit, that wins the Euros.
That would be my four as well. Front four.
No Sancho.
No.
His impact, isn't
he? Well, yeah.
I wouldn't go Rashford either.
No.
Who have you got instead of Rashford?
I've got Grealish.
Yeah.
Mount, Foden, Kane.
So we've got the same front four then?
Yeah.
We know his stuff, don't we, Chrissy?
Mm. Grealish has got the legs as well, hasn't he?
Good legs. Good hair.
Yep. Rashford.
He's not bad at
Rashford personality.
Yeah, he's nice lad.
Nice lad.
So that's mine. We've only got two strikers, haven't we?
Mm.
We haven't though, have we?
We've got Kane and Calvert.
Rashford technically can play up front. Sterling, you can push up front.
So what we'll do if Kane gets injured first game, we'll put in there.
Well, have they got a plan B? To be fair, Calvin, even though he's not finished the season well...
Started incredible, didn't he?
He always looks brilliant for England.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if he'd go... He's tried and tested Rashford. Just put Rashford up there. But...
Hey, this is why we love talking about it, isn't it? Because there's no right or wrong answers.
Who in that squad is sneaking out?
For a drink?
Yeah.
Kyle Walker, 100%.
Yeah, well, he's not going to go on his own, so I think he'd try and rub two in.
Although
so
Kyle Walker and Foden, I think, prefer staying in, don't they? Getting room service.
Yeah, I think Kyle's sneaking out. Grealish. I think Grealish is sneaking out.
I'm going to go Grealish, Chilwell, Reece James. I think them three.
Three of them over the fence.
Over the fire extinguisher.
Down the drain pipe, over the fence.
thing is, they're surely they're not going to get away with it, are they? You know what I mean?
No, but
theoretically,
yeah.
Did I tell you when Gary Doherty was on international duty? That I think it was Kenny Cunningham organised a night out. He said, "Right, lads, bags in, get your gear straight on, we're out." And Gary Doherty's got he's dressed up to the nines, and he's gone in the lift. And as the lift opened, Brian Kerr was stood there. He's going, "What are you doing, Gary?" But oh, I'm just trying my gear on for when we do get a night out.
What do you think?
I'm just trying my gear on for the end of the week.
Press room 7, back up lift and went back up.
He's obviously just panicked, hasn't he? And just trying it on. How did I look?
That's him all over, by the way, isn't it?
So first game, Croatia. Mandžukić's not, he's retired, so we're all right.
Yeah.
I think we'll beat them.
Yeah.
I think they're a spent force.
They've lost one, drawn one in the friendlies.
Modric's their main man, isn't he?
Yeah. Will you say that at the beginning of the video so I don't get the shit?
Yeah, I don't mind getting death threats from Croatia, no bother. Modric, 35, still a good player, obviously.
Yeah, but Declan will look after him, man.
It's not a run past Declan.
They drew 1-1 with Armenia, who were they?
Yeah. I mean, you can't look into them friendlies.
No, friendly, but
you're going through emotions, aren't you? But I do think that they're a spent force.
I've just seen something that might change my mind on the winners, by the way. Is Christian Benteke in the Belgium squad?
Yes, he is.
Are you fucking winding me up? Christian Benteke is in the Belgium squad.
Yeah. Batshuayi will be in there in all, I bet. He's still living off the last one.
He is.
Fucking Benteke.
Oh, but if you've got Romelu...
He's an absolute fraud, in by the way, isn't he? I bet his deal's up. I bet his deal's up this summer.
He scores 10.
He's scoring 3. It's like he's scoring 4 or 5 in like last 6 or 7 games, isn't
he? He'll finish top scorer and get a move to Real Madrid.
Mate, it fucking winds me up, that. What an absolute fraud. Fucking Benteke.
You've got Lukaku. If Lukaku stays fit,
yeah,
nobody else is getting...
Yeah.
Getting anywhere near them.
But sorry to interrupt. I just saw Benteke's name there and I couldn't quite believe it.
So, prediction for the Croatia game?
I'm hoping for 9-0 now for England, then everybody gets a free bet, don't they? Free in player bets. I think they'll win 3-1.
2-0.
3-0.
Right, so we're all winning England win?
Mm.
Got to, haven't we?
Well, we have, yeah, but if you...
I'm going to come out the traps fast.
If you're putting your £15 free bet on...
Mm. Just as long as they win.
Yeah, but obviously...
Get a bit of momentum, Chrissy. That's what it's all about.
And I suppose it's like an home tournament for England, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Playing out games at Wembley.
Yeah.
It's such a shame that there's not as much...
I wonder how they decided Scotland were going to play at Wembley.
Huh?
Because they're playing their other games in Scotland, and then they have to come down Wembley for play England.
Is that what it is?
It's a bit of an unfair advantage, really, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I know, but I'm sure there's... Well, yeah, I was just thinking... I was thinking bollocks then. Sure that I just wish there were more than 22.5-hour window,
didn't you?
Because that extra raw. That 96 raw. I'm sure it gets you a little bit, an extra 10%, doesn't it? So nobody's fancying a proper outsider to do well then, apart from you think Scotland will get through the group.
I think Scotland will get through the group, and I think
I hope they do, me.
I do.
I hope they do. I think it'll be good for
I don't think they want us to do well.
Oh no, they never do they?
I'd like all three to go through England, Scotland, Wales, and hopefully meet a bit later on in the tournament.
They just hate us, don't they?
Yeah, we are.
Everybody hates us, don't they? Nobody wants us to do well.
No, because everybody used to go over and fucking and just smash shit out of places, didn't they? That's why back in the day.
We've got to be forgiven now, haven't we?
No.
What the hooligans?
Look at Eurovision.
I know, but
nobody forgets us for Eurovision, do they? I might as well sing next year.
Germany have been forgiven, and they did a bit more smashing up than we did.
Honestly, we might as well put a song in next year, and we'll get the same amount of points as that is going to be this year. Fucking waste of time.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to be strict around the, you know, on the downtime. I wonder if he'll say, "Go on, lads, have a
wives and girlfriends allowed."
I'm not sure why.
Because that was a big thing with Sven, wasn't it?
No, they're not, because of the bubble.
Is it?
I'm sure he gave them a day off, last day or so, to spend the last day with the families, which it weren't arranged, and he's changed his mind on it. So he's gone there, lads.
But that bubble were bulging.
Go and do some walloping, lads.
Yeah, the young lads are going to be hot and horny, aren't they?
Oh, dear me.
It's not so much the boozing he needs to be worried about, it's the...
It's the walloping.
Yeah.
There'll be some wanking going on, won't there?
Oh, in fact, let's have a think about that. Who do you think... That group there, who do you think's going to...
Got limpest wrist.
Who do you think's going to knock the most out? If they're there for 4 weeks, who's knocking the most out? I think Pickford's up there because he's very excitable, isn't he?
Yeah. I think Harry Kane could be a five a day, man.
What?
Seriously, do you think? I think,
yeah.
He don't look at mirror while he's doing it.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Because I don't think Kane would get involved in the cards or like the PlayStation. I think you just say, right, lads, I'm off.
Yeah,
I'm and off. Take himself back to the room and pull the head off it.
I'm off for a Tommy. But I think definitely Pickford. I reckon that could be just like a little puff of dust to end at day. And then the day off, it just like a little, like with them Glade plugins, it just every so often just goes. I mean, that'll be his big wank up there.
Because what else is there to do?
Who do you think's the joker in that? Who do you think's like going to be this that with all the banters round?
Declan Rice always looks a good lad.
Mm. Connor Cody?
Good. Yeah.
He looks like a good crack.
Can't see Henderson being the crack man.
No.
Nah. Who do you think's the one that...
He's reeling it in, isn't he, Henderson? If he's getting out of hand.
No, Declan! Yeah. That's got me here for a reason.
Yeah.
Just calm it down,
calm
son.
Calm it down.
Calm it down, son.
Do you know what?
And that's your last... And that's your last Bacardi Breezer, Declan.
Because all the lads will congregate in one room, won't they? Mm. Who do you think the player is that'll be like, oh, don't get him up?
Oh, well, they don't want him up.
Yeah. Or if you... Oh, shh, it's in.
Henderson.
Nah.
I think Harry.
It's from Sunderland, isn't
he? I think Harry, me.
Maguire?
No.
Kane.
I'm like, oh, Harry's coming up for
yeah.
Harry's coming up for a glass of Coke. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to get off.
Shut door, quick! Yeah. What's coming up?
There is always one.
Yeah, I think it's Harry for me.
Yeah, I might have to agree, John.
Rashford?
Nah.
No. If he fetches some food up, I mean, does he been feeding anybody, any? I mean, if he's in England, see, if he fetches some snacks up.
You think he's just getting doggy bags all day from Buffett to home?
Yeah, I think it'd be very serious. You know, that's what we're talking about, women. No. Harry.
Oh yeah.
As like, what,
you know, when you had your day off, Harry, what did you do with your last and that? And he's like,
that was it. Early night.
Yeah.
Just quick little conversation.
Had a nice meal. Had a nice meal and a cuddle. And then that was it.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
We've got, as we did for the World Cup, the Euro quiz. Right. Gentlemen.
Do we just want to clarify what the VBET offers are?
We can do.
Yeah.
Go on, John.
So sign up to VBET using the promotion code COSH.
We're going to have the link on Twitter and all the other social. You click on that link, sign up, pop £15 in your account and you get £15 free bet. I know, but you
right, fucked up. So pop £15 in your account, £15 free bet, boss. Can't lose it. It's not yours to lose, really. You know what I mean? As such. And then... Every time England win a game in the qualifier in the first rounds.
This is if you use the code COSH when you sign up.
If England win by 2 goals, you get £2 in play free bets for any game in the tournament.
That's correct.
If you win by 3 goals, 3. 4 goals, 4, and such like. Am I correct? Then, John.
You are correct. The gold rush.
Right, the gold rush. And then the... What's the rest of it? The free quiz, is it?
Yep, the Euro 2020. Choose your own adventure. They've got the quiz and the predictions. And when you take part in that, there's a chance to win some fantastic prizes. A 5-car Super Blast driving experience. A helicopter stadium tour with champagne.
Oh.
Champagne.
Get my finger out.
And a luxury 2-night stay at Appleby Castle in Cumbria, which I've heard is lovely, especially at this time of year.
Yeah, it's lovely up there, isn't it? In fact, it's not far off where Cummins went, is it, for his eyes testing? So you can get your eyes tested up there, can't you?
I think
it's up that end. So if you can test your eyes anyway.
Loads of other prizes as well, like Amazon, Netflix, Spotify gift cards as well. And that's completely free.
Freeman's.
So free. Is the first one live on the website?
It is. It is now. You can join and get involved now.
So if you're going to have a £15 bet, you might as well have it with eBet and get... Your first £15 bet's free, innit?
Pay for your bets, that. For
the link for the free bet is going to be on all social, so you can get straight on it on the social.
Right.
And as we mentioned before, you've got to be 18 or over to take part. If you're going to gamble, gamble responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
Oh, well then, Chrissy.
Ready for the quiz?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do one for every episode, head-to-head.
Yeah.
Let's see who comes out on top.
You want to get your £15 free bet on Brownie here, by the way. So, as you probably realised, I know less about international football than I do domestic. Quick fire or?
Quick fire, one each. You right. get a question each. Question one, going to John. Which England player is wearing number 7 at this year's tournament? Numbers aren't on there, mate.
I know, I'm just having a look to see who it could be.
Who's wearing number 7?
Raheem Sterling.
Can we defer?
I will give you half a point.
Super Jack.
It is Super Jack. Who was the top goal scorer at Euro 2008?
Fuck me.
Oh, he's nodding over there. He's nodding. Who won it? Do you remember who won it?
I don't know.
What, does he get an hour or...?
Pass.
Miroslav Klose?
It was David Silva.
Was
David Villa, sorry.
Thought I'd have a chance.
Could be a low-scoring quiz, this.
Thought that wasn't going to be an incredible answer.
John.
Yes.
Which former Liverpool striker was the top scorer at Euro 2004?
Liverpool striker 2004. Dirk Kuyt.
Hand it over.
A former Liverpool striker. Milan Baros.
It is Milan Baros. Well done. 2.5 points there.
That is a remarkable
pull.
Yeah.
Which England player is wearing the number 10 shirt at the Euros?
Mason Mount.
Marcus Rashford.
Raheem Sterling.
Oh, you fucker.
Wearing
Rashford
number 10.
Would have been my first, first guess.
Balance.
1-0.
1-0. John?
Yes.
I've got the name of 3 international defenders here, and I want you to tell me which one is a real player. Mark Diman.
Yeah?
Mark Diman.
Yeah.
Ronald Von Dougal or Nico Backstick?
Can you say them again, please?
Mark Diman.
Mark Diman, yeah.
Ronald Von Dougal.
Yeah.
Or Nico Backstick?
Midland.
Ronald Von Dougal?
Yeah.
These don't get passed over. Mark Diman is a retired Belgian defender. He played 7 games for his country.
Yeah. Right. Wank question.
Chris.
Mm.
Got a Zimbabwe international for you here. Is his name Danger Four Piece? Dickie Ticker or Bob Riggles?
What was the first one?
Danger Four Piece, Dickie Ticker or Bob Riggles?
Dickie Ticker.
Incorrect. Danger Four Piece.
Zimbabwe
international. Solid name, that. Danger Four Piece.
Yeah.
John, Swiss international. Is it Bernd Haas, Laughing My Tits Off or Drew Pienaar?
I'm going to have to go first then.
Bernd Haas.
Yeah.
Correct.
Bernd
Haas. 36 times for Switzerland. Yeah. Also played for Sunderland and West Brom.
Good looking lad.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah.
Better looking than Drew Pienaar.
Drew Pienaar.
Oh, it's 1-1. We've got 1-1. Here we go. East German international. Is it Ralph Minge, Eton Beaver or Walter Perfoot Pussy?
The last one.
Walter Perfoot Pussy.
I'm going Minge.
It is Ralph Minge.
Oh, passed over, no?
No, not passed over.
Oh, still 1-1, though.
Yeah.
It's 10-10.
Here we've got an Australian international. Now, is his name Danny Invincible, Colin Incredible or Mateus Unsoundable?
First turn.
Danny Invincible.
Yeah, him.
Correct. It is.
Come on, then.
Also played for Kilmarnock.
Swindon, I recognise the name.
And Australia, under-17s. Final one. Brazilian striker. Creedence Clearwater Couto, Tarquin Van Biscuit Barrel, or Robert Danielson Nilsovo Moore?
That one.
Robert Danielson Nilsovo Moore. Incorrect. It is Creedence Clearwater Couto. He was a Brazilian striker. Changed his name to Paulista. I don't know why.
Why would you get rid of that?
I know.
I think that's him that went to Tottenham then.
No, it's not him.
That's Paulinho.
Yeah.
So I'm winning, yeah?
Yes, you are winning, John.
Excellent.
As we go into the final couple of questions. John, how many England players in the selected squad this summer play abroad without looking at that sheet?
Oh.
No, without looking at that sheet. Two. Incorrect. Three. Kieran Trippier, Sancho and Bellingham.
What does Sancho play for?
Could you have passed that or not? I'd have gotten that, I think.
But we're not passing for these last few.
Never do, do we, for the last couple? No. Never do, do we?
Can you, Chris, can you name...
Pull your sheet up.
Can you name one Welsh player who made the team of the tournament in Euro 2016?
Ashley Williams.
Correct. Aaron Ramsey, Ramsey. And Joe Allen both made the...
Ramsey.
John, you're winning.
Oh, one question one. To go.
One question to go.
This wins it then, doesn't it? This finishes the quiz.
Who is the only player to ever score in two consecutive Euro finals? In the actual final.
Ronaldo.
Incorrect. Fernando Torres. Here we go, the last one. An announcement of the Spain squad for the Euros this summer, what was the biggest talking point?
That Busquets got COVID, so they all had to isolate. If that's the wrong answer, it is the biggest talking point.
There was no Real Madrid players.
That's a massive talking point.
That is humongous.
They've
got to flip and self-isolate.
No Real Madrid players in the squad.
Nah.
That's a big talking point.
That's massive.
Humongous.
I'm sure it's expected that there's a chance of getting COVID. There's any chance of Real Madrid squad now.
The whole team have got to flip and self-isolate, though. That's a big talk.
Maybe open to interpretation. For me, the majority, no Real Madrid players.
I think that's massive. We need to go down the Spain squad and we'll see who was having the most Tommies in self-isolation. Whoever was having the most wanking self-isolation.
Harry Kane's 2-1 on VBAT.
So, John, 1-0 up.
Yeah.
For the first.
Thanks, Chris.
Euros episode special. Yeah.
Good questions, Chris.
Give me that.
I don't know how you've thought of some of the other names that weren't the correct names, but biscuit tin or something.
You can always tell when one wasn't real because he'd just have a smirk on his face.
So next part of call.
Croatia.
We'll be boozing, won't we?
We'll be bloody boozing heavily, Chris.
So yeah, the video will be on YouTube Monday morning. Following the game against Croatia.
It's about time he did some fucking work, isn't it?
He's had a cushy 6 months, hasn't he?
Six? Eh? And we're busting his balls on Zoom every Wednesday night and Saturday night. He's pasta dish and his controller in his hand.
So, yeah, it'll be out on YouTube. Make sure you tune in.
Get on VBET.
Yeah, don't forget to get signed up to VBET.
Get on the link.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a free bet.
The links are on the social for the VBET. Really pleased to be Wicked Women for the Euros, so yeah, get involved. Yeah.
Do we get a free bet?
No.
Right. No more questions.
So thanks for watching. We'll be back with the second episode very soon and Honest Reactions.
Yes. Come on, England and Belgium and Lukaku and De Bruyne. That's all I want.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.